Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32. Text us on 51551. And you can also email todaycb@rte.ie. In particular, in our upcoming item here on school meals, because it's bye-bye bangers and no to nuggets. The free school meals scheme is saying cheerio to cheat foods. That's according to reports this morning in the Irish Examiner, with the option being removed from September and a dietitian being recruited to try and improve the programme. Now, for more on this, we're joined by Donal O'Shea, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity, and Siobhan Buckley, Principal of Presentation School in Mill Street in County Cork. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Colin.
Donal, it's fair to say this scheme has had its growing pains with concerns about quality, consistency and nutritional value. You're welcoming the move now to get a dietitian on board to improve the programme, are you?
Oh, very much so. And I think, you know, this is a very positive scheme overall. It is putting pressure on schools to provide an environment for improving health. But, you know, we cannot allow a scheme that at the moment is costing 100 million or close to a year to not be an opportunity to improve health and improve the education skills that our kids have when they leave school. So I want to see this more than just providing a meal. Ultimately, I would love to see this grow into something where, like in some other countries, kids leave school educated in how to prepare healthy meals.
All right, it's obviously about striking a balance between taste and nutrition and what's going to be attractive to kids that they'll eat quickly during their lunch break. And we've seen concerns around some of the foods that have been on offer, leftovers, meals not being eaten by children. You've previously called for an evaluation of the scheme. Evaluation along what lines? And is that still your call, even though you're hearing that a dietitian has been called in?
Yeah, I mean, a dietitian alone is not the answer. I mean, you do have to monitor any scheme that you're investing this amount of money in. You have to monitor the quality of the nutrition that kids are getting. So, you know, if pizza is on the menu, that it's a whole meal base with low-fat cheese and not a high-salt option, you know. So you have to monitor what's in the scheme. You have to monitor the food waste. I mean, that seems to be a big issue listening to teachers and parents, that the amount of food waste is monitored. And, you know, that's where moving towards the kids being involved in the preparation of the food, as is the case in other countries. People have a totally different relationship with food that they are involved in the preparing of than food that just is put down in front of them.
All right. The types of food that's on offer, the Department of Education or the Department of Social Protection that's over this, says all meals are within the Food Safety Authority dietary requirements for healthy eating. From what you've previously seen, what do you make of that? I mean, the guidelines say that fried, other high fat food products, chips, roast potatoes, products fried in the manufacturing process, garlic bread, fried fish or meal choices containing pastry should only be served a maximum of one day per week. From your observation of it, how do you think compliance has been doing?
Well, the simple answer is we don't really know. And that's why you need ongoing evaluation of a scheme on this scale. But what is positive is that the Department of Social Protection are now working with the Department of Health and the Department of Education, and they are now discussing. I would like if these discussions had happened 2 years ago, before the scheme was, announced and got real momentum, but those discussions are now happening. They need to happen, and they need to be ambitious beyond just even providing that healthy option. If you're putting 100 million a year into a scheme, then the concept that you might pause that scheme before it hits secondary schools and look at how it would practically become an educational you know, vehicle for kids through the SPHE program, involving transition year students, in educating them in the prepping of food.
All right. And before we go to Siobhan Buckley, the principal of Presentation School in Mill Street in County Cork, I mean, we would be interested in what parents' experience are, or indeed if you have been through the school system yourself, what your own verdict on it is as an ex-child who ate it, and you're now in secondary school. You can text us on 51551, or indeed you can WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32. Siobhan Buckley, you're principal of a school in Mill Street in County Cork. What's your experience been of the free school meals, and what, in your estimation, has been the nutritional value of them?
Okay, Colm. So I suppose just to give a bit of context, we engaged with the whole scheme last December. So we're with it now over half an academic school year. And I suppose just to clarify, our provider comes to the school at 12:15 with the meals delivered hot. Other schools have ovens in the school, so the meals are delivered very early in the morning and they're reheated, okay? And equally then, our provider provided every child with a lunchbox, so any food that is not eaten is sent home so that the parents can see, number one, what the children do not like, you know, what they haven't eaten. So, you know, it's informative for the parents as well. And every week the parents go on a nap and they order the meals for the children for the following week. So I'm here looking at a typical week that our parents get options from, you know. And there's one day in the whole week that they get an option of plain mash with four cocktail sausages. Otherwise, it's very balanced. You've roast chicken, mash, vegetables, vegetarian korma, which is a very popular option with our children, warm beef taco wrap. And then I suppose I have to say as well, Colm, in our school we have children from the Muslim community, so they are very specific about what they can and can't eat. We have to be mindful of that. Equally, we have children with autism, you know, favour a very plain diet, so you have to cater for that. So, you know, it's not straightforward in terms of, you know, I suppose implementing this scheme and catering for all children and all tastes.
But I mean, after half an academic year with the provider you have, on the basis of what you've seen, you seem happy enough. Have you had feedback from the parents as to how it's going?
Parents are very happy, genuinely. And I suppose I'm a member of the executive of INTO, so I meet other principals as well. I equally accept that some schools are not at all happy, you know. But as it stands, we are. Now, I will say, and you referenced workload and schools engaging with this programme, we do keep an eye on it. And if we see an issue with regard to quality or whatever, I do speak up. I do speak to the provider and intervene.
All right. And because you're answering a question from Cathy, who texted into 51551, who said, who is supposed to be doing all of this monitoring? Not already overworked primary teachers, I hope, which may or may not indicate what line of work Cathy is in. But have you been encouraged by parents to flag these concerns, or is this just something proactively you've kept an eye across the meals and raised them yourself?
More or less ourselves, yes, you know, and I suppose teachers in the end of the day have the best interests of children and the school at heart. And, you know, if something needs to be said, we do speak up, yes.
And you do it, but is it formally your role to do it, or is it at all clear whose job that is?
I suppose it is not formally our role, but, you know, we want the system to work, you know. And I personally think it's a fantastic initiative, you know, and Donal speaks about educating children, you know, with regard to their food and whatever. I agree. It's a great opportunity to educate children and I suppose to vary their palate and to vary the food that they eat, you know. And if they see other children trying something different, invariably they will do the same. That's the nature of it.
All right. Donal O'Shea, I suppose one of the other things people look at is the alternative to school meals, where people are going in with, you know, a sliced bread sandwich, which is highly processed food. It might have a slice of ham and processed cheese in it. You know, there may or may not be a biscuit there as well. So, I mean, the bad and all as some of the meals might be, and according to Siobhan, her experience is good, the alternative of a lunch brought from home may not be a hell of a lot more healthy than than what's being provided even on cheat days in school.
Well, look, we know that in the current environment, our children are getting about 25 to 30% of their calories from the top shelf of the food pyramid, which is that highly processed, high fat, high salt, high sugar food. So we know we need to improve our children's diet. The school meal scheme is a chance to do that. It's a chance to give some consistency, and there isn't consistency at the moment. And ultimately, you know, this is has emerged from a kind of a UN goal for our children to have every child to have a hot meal every day. And we have in Ireland 250,000 of our 1 million children who are officially living in poverty, which is really a sad statistic for a country like Ireland. So this scheme is really important, but we need to make sure that over the next kind of 5 to 10 years, it becomes something that is not just feeding into an industry that provides hot meals, that it feeds into our kids and their parents, improving their relationship with food, their understanding of what food is meant to be. You know, food is medicine. If you have a healthy approach to diet and preparing your own food.
Right. OK, we do have a lot of text in, a lot of engagement from people on this. Good morning. Listening to your discussion on school meals, both my grandchildren have been getting school meals. Now both refuse to eat them. They're absolutely awful dried food, which even your dog wouldn't eat. It could be a great scheme if run and monitored properly, says one listener to 51551. Huge waste in this scheme, says Mary. I see a big amount of food coming home. It's all bread rolls, etc. Very unhealthy. The kids say some don't eat it at all, and it just goes in the bin in school. Portions were not appropriate, says Anne. Same amount given to junior and sixth class. And somebody else says they've just come back from France. In the school village she was staying in, the children grew and harvested most of the foods they eat. They've had chicken, they grew vegetables, apple and plum trees, plus strawberries and raspberries. I suppose the latter there, Don Loche, that's the top of the mountain as far as you'd be concerned, is it?
Oh, listen, I mean, you know, there are local producers who are very keen to engage with this and go into schools and, you know, deliver exactly that kind of ambition that's outlined in that kind of French experience. But it will take 5 to 10 years to get there. But we are an agricultural nation. We do grow a lot of our own foods and you know, getting kids have that understanding and that relationship with food would be transformative.
Siobhan, I suppose your experience, as you've been saying, is positive. You've outlined from meeting other INTO colleagues that their experience is also positive. You know, the people who've chosen to get in touch with us are giving us largely negative feedbacks. If you could give pointers coming into the new school year about maybe the type of engagement that would be valuable to principals and parents, what do you think would be helpful?
I suppose every engaging with the provider is a big thing, and I suppose I'm sitting down and prioritising, you know, what's important in terms of choice and quality of food. To me, that's key. And I suppose equally communicating with parents, you know, we communicated very well with parents at the beginning of this and just set out our stall in terms of, you know, their role and the whole thing. And I suppose the whole nutritional aspect as well was very, very much teased out as well, you know.
We have somebody saying, as both they are both a parent and a teacher, has experience of two different providers. I've decided to withdraw my child from the scheme this September. He has tummy issues since beginning the free meals that have resolved since the summer holidays. Overprocessed foods, simply not healthy for a child to eat 5 days a week. The frequent argument that there are healthy options is redundant when children and families are not compelled to order these healthy options and often don't. Great initiative being wasted. As a teacher, I'm supplied with ketchup to dole out daily, and frankly, it disgusts me. Simple salad boxes would be amazing, says one parent and teacher there. At the same time, Don Loche, there is another programme of healthy eating done in school, the Food Dudes programme, and based on the anecdotal evidence of four kids put through that system myself, the quality can sometimes vary with the condition that food or, you know, raw peppers and the like arriving in schools. And it's, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, my kids would have gone through the Food Dude program nearly 20 years ago at this stage. And it was literally a mixed bag then of exposing kids to foods that they wouldn't normally try. But if you have kids sitting beside each other trying different foods, that's, again, an opportunity. The best evaluation I've seen of this scheme was done by a student at the BT Young Scientist Competition last year, where she spoke to over 1,000 students and parents. And the positivity around this scheme and its potential was really high, in the kind of 80% from teachers and from parents and from students. But it's the negatives that we have to grow out of the system and get consistency with the providers, and ideally use the scheme as it moves into the secondary school environment to be one that is teaching as well as just about what you eat.
All right. Final word to you, Siobhan. How much work is there involved for schools in rolling this out at the engaged level you're talking about, for that kind of, you know, where you do flag your concerns, for that to pay off?
Absolutely. I suppose, Colm, just to say, the actual application process for this scheme is, the paperwork is incredible. Oh my God, it takes hours upon hours. You have to open a separate bank account. The amount of paperwork you have to send back to the department is astounding, really. And just listening to Donal there, and I suppose the parents' views coming in, I just wonder, you know, has it come to the stage, or should you have practical people in place on the ground inspecting this, going to schools, visiting the provider? Because as it stands, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but the Department of Social Protection are only going on paperwork. They're getting these menus submitted. They're hoping good faith that the provider is following through and, you know, and is committed. You know, is
right.
That a
send out the kigera to look for the carrots?
Honest to God, yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much to you both. Siobhan Buckley, who is principal of the Presentation School in Mill Street in County Cork, and Donal O'Shea, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity as well. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get to a few more texts, though, because people have been texting in. If your experience is positive, come in to us on 51551 or 0870 32 32 32. We can only read what's in front of us. Unfortunately, says Trina, school meal scheme is basically food for the dog. Children are bringing in big lunches and the food waste is unreal. Resources should be going to the disadvantaged school. That's coming from a primary school teacher. Somebody said they sent an email to the Department of Education about one company offering cakes to their son's school for lunch. They got a generic letter back and nothing changed. Packaging waste, says Anna, is another big issue with school meals and should be monitored, reduced hugely, and children and adults educated on it. And we should be requesting a ban on single-use plastics in the packaging in school meals, says Joe. Plenty coming in on that. We will get to a few more of them throughout the programme, but we'll leave it there for now. Now, coming up, campaigners cry foul over the tax treatment of childless couples' bequests. And next, Israel admits killing five journalists amid international outcry over its plans to intensify attacks on Gaza City.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.